The beginning of this week's parsha tells us, "Shalach Barasam lo nocham elokim derech eretz plishtim ki karovu Hashem didn't take them the way of the eretz plishtim, which lachor means right along the coast." Because maybe when they see a war, they'll change their mind, go back to Mitzrayim. Okay, what does it mean, ki karovu? What does it mean, because it was, he didn't take away the plishtim, because it was close? So this is a big machlokes rishon. Rashi says it means, it's very close, so it's easy to go back to Mitzrayim. So you want to take them away that's far away from Mitzrayim, in the desert, where it'd be too far to go back to Mitzrayim, and not Eretz Plishtim, where it'd be close to go back to Mitzrayim. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. The Ramban objects that maybe then it should have said that Pen Yinachem Am Barasam Chamav Shav Mitzrayim Ki Karufu. Maybe it should have said no, Karufu is the reason they'll go back to Mitzrayim. So the Ramban doesn't like Rashi's pshat. The Ramban suggests instead that maybe it means Afal Pisha Karufu. He should have taken them Derech Plishtim, which would have been better because it was a, he quotes the pshat, would have been better because it was close, but he didn't because he's afraid that there might be a lot of plishtim there, will make wars in them, and they'll go back to Mitzrayim. But he quotes from Yeruvuchim an interesting pshat. The assumption of most mefarshim is that kikaravu, generally it's good to go the close way. I mean, that's the shortest way from point A to point B, is good to go the easiest way. Like, why would you be matriach yourself to go a more difficult way if you go the easier way? Then you just have to figure out, if it's an easier way, what's wrong with it? So either say there's nothing wrong with it. It means he didn't take the Derech Plishtim, even though it was short and good because of another consideration. Or say like Rashi, well, if it's short to get there, it's short to get back, and he didn't take them there because they might say it's very easy to go back. But the Rambam denies the whole premise. In the Morne Vuchan, the Rambam says, no, lo nachem lekim derech eretz plishtim ki karavu. He didn't take the way of eretz plishtim because it was short and a very easy and convenient way. He says, if you do things the easy way, it's not always good for you, right? This is what they call nowadays, I think they call it outdoor action or wilderness training. I don't know what they really do there, but the Rambam said in Morne Vuchim, you bring up a kid, you make everything easy for him, you think you're doing him a favor, I make everything easy, I make everything pashut, you don't have to work too hard, you don't have to have frustrations, you don't have to have disappointment, you don't have to have struggles, your life is very easy, isn't that doing you a big favor? Says the Rambam says, no, it's not doing a favor at all, because then he grows up, he goes into the real world, and he doesn't know how to handle challenges. He doesn't know how to handle difficulties. He doesn't know how to deal with the real world. So the Rambam says, that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Hashem didn't want to take them an easy way through a derech, through a highway where everything would be there, where they could buy whatever they need, etc. Because you go the easy way, and you don't learn how to deal with challenges. And the second you have a milchama, second you have a challenge, you go running back to mama, you go running back to Mitzrayim, because you don't know how to deal with things. Instead, Hashem Davka took them through a midbar. He took them through a way that was not a settled way. He took them through the desert, where they would be thirsty, like they were in this parsha. And they would be hungry, like they were in this parsha, and they would have a lot of difficulties. And that way, they would train themselves to become tough and to learn how to handle challenges and to figure out how to find strength in themselves and put their faith in Hashem and learn they could deal with anything. And that way, by the time they got to a milchama, they would already be tough, they would already develop self-confidence, they would develop the skills for learning how to deal with challenges, and they would be ready for all the milchamas, they'd be ready to conquer Eretz Yisrael, they'd be ready for whatever life has to throw at them. I think the yisod of this Rambam is very interesting, that, even besides child-rearing, going back to the original context, sometimes Hashem makes things the easy way for us. Sometimes Hashem makes things very tough. At first glance, it would seem that we always want Hashem to make it easier. When Hashem makes it easier for us, we're very happy. When He makes it tough for us, sometimes we say, why did You have to make it so tough, Hashem? Why couldn't it have been smooth? Why did things have to be so difficult? And the answer is that sometimes, like in this week's parsha, Hashem Davka makes it tough for people. He Davka gives them challenges, He gives them difficulties, He gives them hurdles they have to overcome, because He has big things in store for them. He has big plans for them in the future. He wants them to be ready to accomplish big things and to be big challenges and change the world. And in order to do that, He first has to give them challenges and give them tough things and hurdles so that they'll become stronger and stronger and stronger and be able to accomplish great things. And if we ever see that Hashem, if Hashem makes things smooth for us, Seder. It's sometimes when Hashem makes things tough and He makes the going tough and He puts a lot of obstacles in our way, we should realize it's not just Stam a negative, it's because Hashem wants us to overcome those obstacles, so we'll just learn to be stronger and stronger, and then we'll be able to do greater things than we could have done without those obstacles.
Kosher.